Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening to the program. If you are looking for the live stream of the George Floyd funeral in his hometown of Houston, that is, it's happening right now. And that's easy. Just a quick search will find you. There's actually a few places where live stream is available to you. We just did a moment of silence with the rest of Entercom, just to sort of bring attention to that at about a minute to nine, but that is ongoing right now.
This is where we read some of your texts, your contributions to the show. We love hearing from you guys. Our number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. The minute of silence was poignant and powerful. Heart emoji. Thank you for standing with BLM and human decency. 415 says, actually, Broadway Joe Namath is famous for not his game performance, but on Saturday nights before the game, Joe would be out on the town with women and booze. His habit of being hung over at the start of the game was how he earned the nickname Broadway Joe. The Super Bowl performance notwithstanding, your information had little to do with his charm and sense of humor. All right. Well, it's a fast fact.
Yeah.
It's can't all be in
fact.
There. I mean,
don't
I
question the fast facts, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't doing the Broadway Joe biography. I was doing a fast fact. And actually, that's one of the reasons.
Stop attacking Vinny.
No, it's okay. The reason I mentioned it is because Tom Brady is pulling a very similar. Joe Namath was never as good. No one other than Joe Montana and Steve Young have ever been as good as what?
Huh? What?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said something. Anyway, no one other than Joe Montana and Steve Young have ever been as good as Tom Brady. So, you know, comparing him to Joe Namath is pointless. But he is a guy who left his established team to go to another and then failed miserably. Yeah. We'll see how Tommy does.
Well, it'd be a Favre thing too, right? Favre.
Favre did okay. He didn't do great at the Jets, but he made the playoffs and was, you know, a couple plays away from moving on in the playoffs with the Vikings.
Still, defeat's defeat, man.
Yeah.
You know, what you're really looking for is a win.
Right. Well, and later it came out that he was, well, I don't even want to open that can of worms.
Oh, go ahead.
No. It was just that, what do they call those? Bounties were being used.
Oh, right.
Against the game that Favre didn't win. And one of the things they were like, geez, the guy was getting killed. And it later came out that defense and that coach got in trouble.
Was that the Saints?
It was the Saints. You're right.
Yeah, that was.
Look at you knowing stuff.
It's funny because, you know, John was telling me about this. I didn't know too much about the bounty thing. Like, you know, I remember hearing about it, but it was he hates Drew Brees. He hates him. And so all his apologies this week about, you know, his feelings on the kneeling, and he was so like, he's like, he just hates that guy.
And why does he hate him?
Well, because he says that guy's a politician and he says what needs to be said in the moment, whether he believes it or not. So he has no faith in what he's saying. Like Drew Brees denied any knowledge of the whole bounty thing, apparently.
Oh, and,
you know,
okay.
and he thought it was scummy. So that's just, you know, that's the only reason I knew it was the Saints. I didn't even know. That's why I asked, because I wasn't positive that was the exact reference? Because wasn't that something they'd been doing all season?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, Vinny, people have been driving so bad. Very inattentive, not paying attention to speed or lack of speed, lane lines, not stopping at stops or rolling through and not noticing other people, swerving, switching lanes, cutting people off. It's like, wow.
That's like the old days.
It's been pretty crazy, but you're going to get back to normal, plus it'll be summer, so things are going to be, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how things are going to be.
Yeah.
If people will not care and charge out into the, oh, wow.
What?
You got nothing.
What did I do?
You look down and that stripe on your hair has moved to almost fill, like I can see it.
Oh, no, it's fully gray. My bangs are gray to the.
Yeah, I can't even see stuff and I can see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty gray. Look at the side.
It's full on.
All the way.
Wow.
Across the head.
Look at that.
So you're going to let it go.
Yeah, I'm going to let it grow out. Look at the. All right. Look at that right there. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. I
My hair is. I think it's going to be like 40% white.
All right. Hey, can't Sarah and Vinny. It's the 3-year anniversary of Where's Rachel?
Rachel. How do you know that?
I don't know.
Someone
That's what
keeping,
they just wrote.
Keeping track?
Where's Rachel?
Is someone doing like a Sarah and Vinny timeline?
I bet it's a Facebook memory.
Oh.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Probably. You're right. Vinny, why don't you give up texts and pass it on to Nicole since you hate reading them so much? 415. I've never said that. I don't like our texting machine because it spits the texts out in random order. Mm. But I love hearing from you guys. So, no, I'm not going to give up reading texts.
I like them.
The answer's no. I've only driven 3 times since March 21st. Apparently, my normal life is not much different than my quarantine life.
Oh.
Vinny, why don't you surf when it's windy? Is it the same principle of resistance, same as when it's riding a bike? Similar. It chews up the ocean surface and ruins the wave shape. Yeah, it just ruins the waves. So when it's clean and glassy, that's what you want.
Clean,
nice, smooth ocean surface. Ben, I don't know if you mentioned this already, but if not, check out the worldwide paddle outs that surfers are doing in solidarity of BLM. I have mentioned them. I've even posted some of them for information purposes. It's nice to see the support worldwide for change. It's not just here. It's not just surfers. It's not just the Black community. It's worldwide, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. Someone wrote in as I was searching for a word about George Floyd's murder and why it has resonated so loudly with people. And a lot of great texts came through, including the word catalyst, which is probably what I was looking for.
Right. Yeah, I think I said impetus, which still isn't the same thing. Catalyst is good.
Catalyst is a good one.
But it's also kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, people are just done hearing these stories, finally.
Right.
I hope, you know?
Well, and so I don't, what's my time? Let me double check. Okay, so one of the things that people are mentioning is that because the world stopped, we've all had time to see it. And we've all been in a position where we didn't have to run back to normal life and forget it 20 minutes later. So that is a good point. That
yes,
being
that
in
is.
Quarantine has helped us all sort of sit in it for a while, if that is the right term.
Yeah, and I actually think people are really, they're all over social media these days and were, you know, leading up to this. And I think that that's where we're taking to. And if you didn't have time for that or you didn't spend a lot of time on social media, you didn't see it as much in the past. While people absolutely posted, it just seems like it's really been dominant.
Here's one. I actually think the reason George Floyd's death has caused this much reaction is the fact that our quarantine has slowed lives and given us the space to take in the reality of what happened to him. If we had been moving at our regular pace of life, it would have been one more news story. Here's another one. Sarah, why George? Because this was not a bad judgment shot. This was a 9-minute video that we watched of, and obviously we know what happened. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that too. You know? Yeah. And one of the first things I immediately saw right after his passing too was Kaepernick kneeling and the photo of the cop kneeling on George's neck, which is just
this
so pointed.
Is why. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are writing in about the video. It's the video.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's watching someone that you know is, you know how this turns out as you're watching it. We've heard the story. You watch the video and you know, and you just want to knock that guy off of there, and you just want him to be a human being for a second. To realize he's killing this person. He's just callous.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the word you're looking for is catalyst. A lot of people wrote that.
Yeah, I think that sounds like the right word.
The word is catalyst, Vinny. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Change is coming. And that just, there's pages of people writing catalyst. So people knew what I was trying to say. I just couldn't get my dumb head to find that word. A lot of people wrote about John Oliver. The end of this John Oliver will blow you away. So it's just about
this is the one about defunding the police.
Right. Which is, I suggest, especially if that term has made you nervous, it's something to go look at, because it doesn't mean we won't have police.
Right. It means that there'll be change and that there'll be funding for things that shouldn't necessarily be a cop's job.
Right.
So you had mentioned this morning that last week tonight with John Oliver, and it sounds like it's already aired because we had a question about that. That's one of the shows I DVR. It's on HBO. It's only a half hour, and he does really great investigations with an incredible team, an incredible amount of sources, and still keeps it palatable, so that you're going deep down this tunnel and you know that there are going to be moments of aha and levity, and it's he's brilliant at it. He's worth your time.
Someone else wrote that Trevor Noah did a really good piece on it. I don't have the link or anything like that, but if that's something you want to do, you can look up Trevor Noah's recent shows, and hopefully he's got something that resonates for you. You guys just made 50,000 people check their phones with that ding. Ha ha. Was that? What was that? Was that one of Bryn's alarms that he set off or something? Or
no, it was the
he
iPhone.
Hit it so that, because I said it's like when you're doing something and your phone goes off, and of course you go look at it. And
all right.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Something's on my phone. I need to. That could be work. Oh, there it goes again. No, my boss is really. I'm so important.
Sarah, I love seeing your before and after pics of your yard. I could never visualize. I need someone to tell me. Where does this go?
Thank
I
you.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that the before pic does really help you go, oh, wow, that's a profound difference. If you didn't know that, you might go, well, what changed?
Right. Oh, isn't that nice? Okay. I try to do that, but I don't, I've taken a bit of a social media moratorium with anything that doesn't have to do with what's going on right now. It just doesn't, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, oh, that doesn't feel right to post. That feels a little deaf.
Yeah, I understand the feeling that it might be tone deaf. I also understand that, you know what I really want to see? Also, a picture of a puppy.
Yeah, you know? Look, puppies are really cute.
We all need some lightness in our lives as well, I think.
No, I agree with you. And I think that, you know, there's a way to post, and we'll get back to some of that stuff. But just right now, unless I can find a way to relate it to what people are going through and the struggles that are happening and the things I'm seeing all around me, I'm just like, I cannot post. No one is waiting for me to post. I want to post something that seems relevant to what's happening right now, if I'm going to post at all. I've actually been posting a bunch of quotes from this, that the Fragility, the White Fragility book. That book is, I'm sorry, it's profound. I highly recommend it. I really do. And I, you know, we talk a lot about books, and I don't read a lot of nonfiction. I just don't, it's not really for me. And I like to escape. I read for escapism and for pleasure. And I found that book to be the first part of that book, insanely difficult to hear. Like the truth hurts, and you realize things that you were around you the whole time and that you didn't know about. And once you get past that, it feels amazing to read and just to have your eyes opened like that. It was profound. It makes me hungry to read more stuff. And actually, we have a great reading list of anti-racist stuff, black experiences, etc., on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you scroll down just a little ways, there's a really good reading list on there. But the book specifically I'm talking about is White Fragility, and that's a good place to start. Sorry, go back to you.
415 says, African-American chick here. And yes, if you're a racist, I would much rather know where you stand. Racism is a disease. Let me know you have it. So that's something that I was curious about, because I'd been saying that for many years, that it's important for people to be able to, you don't want to squash people from saying how they feel, because you want to know who they are.
Right.
And you can know that you shouldn't associate with someone if they feel like they can't. On the other hand, I'd never really thought about how that might make the people around them feel when they're constantly hearing that this, as this person referred to it, disease is still very much alive and well in America. And it's horrible to see. You know, someone who you're good, really good friends with, your drummer, Tommy Igo, posted what some colleague of his, some fellow drummer,
oh my God, I saw
on
that
Facebook page. And when I read that, I thought, my first thought was, oh my God, this is modern times. This isn't the 50s. This isn't the 60s. This is some lady wrote this recently.
And thought it would go over. Like, clearly there were people who supported her. I mean, it was the level of hate speak in that. It was off the charts, Vin. I can't think of the lady's name because I'd love to throw her under the bus.
But
right
to
now,
my
but,
point,
oh, cool.
To my point is, I'd never want to be caught in a photo with that person or standing next to
right?
that person.
Oh my
or,
God.
You know, there I am smiling next to this person who puts these kinds of things on her Facebook page. It's not anywhere I'd want to be, that's for sure.
No, and that's getting back to preferring to know. I would love you to reveal your character to me. And while it might be hurtful for some people to hear, if you're a black person, you hear some horrible vitriol like this, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, there's a person I know is not worth my time. But how insanely hurtful. Like, those mm-hmm. words were absolutely awful.
Well, and she was pretty blatant and posted it. But then, you know, there's a white actor you were talking about in the TV show.
Yeah.
Flash?
The Flash. He plays Mr. Elongated?
And he's got a ton of stuff where he's writing ha 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 after he calls himself a racist.
Right. And then saying all this sexist stuff too, and about how he beats women. I'm like, oh my God, you're an idiot. What an awful person.
I forget because I got distracted. Did that guy lose his job, or what's was he in the news because
he did.
Apologizing?
He was in the news because he's apologizing as well, but he's canceled.
All right. Well, there's all your texts, everyone. Thanks so much for sending them in. And you know, I'm sure we don't say it enough. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us today. You can stream the station all day. We're here 24/7. Go to radio.com. Or, you know, maybe you listen old school, like on an actual radio. Also, we love that. You know, streaming seems to be the way people use their devices, and We just ask that when you're done listening to us, or if someone's trying to talk to you, just turn it down. You don't have to turn it off.
Let that thing ride. Let it roll.
24/7. Just roll it.
It's not hurting anybody.
She would totally appreciate it as well. We're all in this together. Thanks to Annie for being on today. Uh-huh. Thank you if you joined us for our moment of silence for George Floyd's funeral, the minute leading up to it. That's ongoing in his hometown of Houston. Have a great day. Try to enjoy the nice weather, and as things with COVID get a little bit closer to normal, let us know what you're experiencing. How are you seeing things open up, and what are your experiences as you go out into the world? And we'll check you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.